Turn with me, if you would, to the book of John. Chapter 21.
Thank you, Lord.
When you find it, if you would, stand for the reading and the reverence of God's Word. We've got a couple, scriptures to read, or verses to read, so hopefully God will let us get through it pretty quickly so that you can sit down. Thank you, Micah. John chapter 21, verse number 4 is where we're going to begin. It says, "But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said, saith unto them, Children, have ye any meat? They answered him, No. And they said, he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. And they cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw for the multitude of fish. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, It is the Lord. And now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. And soon as they were come to the land, they saw a fire of coals there, and the fish laid thereon, and bread. And Jesus saith unto them, Bring of the fish which ye have now caught. And Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land, full of great fishes, 153. For there were so many, yet was not their net broken. Jesus saith unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. And Jesus then cometh and taketh the bread and giveth them, and the fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus shewed himself unto his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. And you can be seated. And we thank you for reading and along with us. And if God will just allow me, I kind of just want to go ahead and go through these verses of scripture here. Just kind of break it down if I can. If God will just allow me to kind of funnel my vision here and to funnel the thoughts that He's put in my mind. But I began to think of, and I'll just lay some groundwork, I guess, some background for what's going on here. Now, a couple chapters before, in the 19th chapter and prior even, that this is after Jesus had been crucified and he had risen from the dead. He spent some time on earth for a little while, and he showed himself to the disciples a few times. But I don't want to really focus on that. I don't feel like that's where we need to focus on. I really want to focus on when he showed himself to the disciples, what he did for them. Not the amount of numbers that he showed himself to disciples. I'm sure there's some sort of intertwined thing going on there. But when he showed himself to the disciples here, they were a little bit prior on. Simon Peter was there. They were distraught about the Lord being gone. And he said that he was going to go ahead and start fishing again. So here they were. They were fishing, and they were just doing what they knew to do. Before God called them, they were fishermen. There were seven of them here. I want you to think about something here. They had spent the entirety of the time that they were with Christ, from the very time that they were called into boats that they were called in, doing the same thing that they were doing right here. Brother Chester, they had been following Christ. They'd been doing what Christ had told them to do from the very first time that he said, pick up your cross and follow me. Right after that, he was already doing things and going to people and doing what he was here to do. But I want you to realize something. So they had only
known those things for 3 1/3 years, or however many, 3 1/2, whatever, it doesn't really matter. Nevertheless, for those 3 and some odd years that they were with Christ, they had seen all the things that he had done. So here they were distraught that he was gone. They were upset that he was going to be with them no more. But he told them in the Bible there that he was going to leave them somebody that was going to comfort them, and that they wouldn't be by themselves is what he told them there. But I want you to realize something today, that here they were. They were just doing their thing. They were kind of going about what they were, the mundanity of their life. And before they were fishermen, and now they were going to go ahead and pick up being fishermen again because their purpose was gone. Almost, I can almost feel that in my heart, that they thought, well, Christ ain't here, so we might as well just go back to what we were doing. But I want you to think about something today. This is why I believe Christ showed himself to him, to them in this way, that they were toiling. And the Bible doesn't say so, but I can imagine that they were out there just rolling around and trying to catch fish, and they were coming up empty-handed. No doubt that there was something in their mind was like, why are we even out here? What are we doing? There's nothing going on. There's no fish stirring. We can't even pull a net up with even one fish in it. But here they were. They didn't know it was Christ at the time, but he asked them if they had meat. In other words, if they had had something to eat yet. They told him no, but I want you to realize something today. What he told them to do after this took a little bit of faith on their end, because they didn't know it was Christ at the time. But he told them to go ahead and throw their net on the other side of the ship. And I want you to realize something today. When we're trying to do things, Brother Chester, and we're trying to figure things out, and we're trying to do things, we're trying to figure what's going on in our life out, and we just keep pulling up empty hands. We keep pulling up things that don't mean anything to us, or we pull up nothing at all. But then when Christ comes by and he asks you if you're hungry a little bit, and he tells you to go ahead and do it his way, I want you to realize something. I'm speaking from experience, and I can say that I've pulled up empty nets and for quite some time, and I have been the one that I was pulling up nets and wondering why I was even doing what I was doing. Now trust me, I don't doubt my call to preach. I love preaching with everything, every fiber of my being. But I'll tell you this much: the world weighs down on you in certain ways, and you don't understand what's going on in your life, and you wonder why you feel like God has put you somewhere just to pull up empty nets. And I want you to realize something today, that even though sometimes in our life we pull up empty nets rather than full ones, but Christ in the infinite love and mercy that he has, he's watching us on the shore, just watching and making sure that we're doing okay. He sees it, the work that we're doing, and he knows sometimes it's going to be, sometimes it's not, Brother Chester, going to be full of fish, or that's not going to be full of fish all the time. Oh, but that's why he told him there, why don't you just go ahead and try again, but this time, why don't you put it over here and give a shot over on this way? Oh, and thanks be to God, the Bible said that they couldn't even pull the net out of the water. There were so many fish, they were so heavy. Oh, but thanks be to God above, when they found this out and they realized that it was Christ, one of them said to Peter, hey, it's God, it's Lord, it's Christ, it's Jesus. And he didn't even hesitate. I don't know why he had took his fisherman's coat off. Maybe it was hot, or maybe it was, maybe he was just trying to, maybe that's just what he did. Maybe that's how he got in the groove to go fishing. I don't know. Oh, but I'll tell you this much, whether he, why he put it off or whatever, I don't know. Oh, but thanks be to God above when he picked it back up and put it on, because don't you realize that Simon Peter was part of the group, and that he said, I'm going to make you fishers of men. So what Peter had done, in all reality, he had taken off his responsibility. He had taken off who he was. He had taken off what God had called him to do, and he laid it in the ship. Oh, but when he realized that Christ was nearby, and he realized that if he was ever going to feel God again, that he was going to have to get close to Christ, he put his fisher's coat back on, and he jumped into the water. Oh, praise God's name. Do you realize that in all of the accounts, Brother Chester, that they're on the ship in the water, and Christ comes to rescue, that Peter is the only one that ever has the guts or the courage to get out and to go towards Christ. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. I want to be like Peter, and not in the sense of not having my fisherman's coat on. Oh, but when I know and when I can tell that Christ is nearby, I want to get out of whatever I'm doing, and I want to get where he is today. Hey, that's what he was doing. It wasn't anything more, Brother Chester, than just going towards the man that he loved. Oh, and there is some camaraderie among these men. They loved each other, much like you and I. I love one another dearly. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Oh, that when Christ is somewhere, as much as I love you guys, as much as I want everything to do good for you, I want to get to Christ. And I hope and pray that there's some other people that jump out of the boat and get to the shore with me. Oh, but I just want to do my part. I want to do what God has called me to do. Those men, they didn't even realize that they were still doing what God had told them to do. He had told them to go out and be fishers. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. If we are ever going to have be light to this world, if we're ever going to continue in God's work, we're going to have to get where he is today. Hey, Jesus, the Bible doesn't say that Jesus all of a sudden just showed up. I believe the whole time Jesus was there and they just didn't realize it. I want you to understand something today. I've been here recently in a spot and in a part of my life where I felt like Jesus wasn't close. I felt, Brother Chester, like Jesus was nowhere to be found. And I don't know why I got there. I'm still trying to figure it out. Oh, but thanks be to God above. When Jesus comes by and he lets you know that you don't have to starve anymore. Oh, praise God's name. That's what he asked them. You got anything to eat? Have you eaten yet? Oh, thanks be to God above. When we're toiling in life and we're trying to do God's work and we're trying to do our part and we haven't eaten in a little while, spiritually speaking, that Jesus has something prepared where he is. Oh, the Bible says, that there was a couple fellas in another ship, and that they had come up to the shore, and they had they had the net in their hands. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. It was Peter who pulled it onto the shore. Peter was already there. He had already gained strength from being with God. I just want to be somebody who can pull some nets on the shore and can get the people the knowledge of Christ today. You may think to yourself, well, I can't do that. I'm not a preacher. I'm not this. I'm not that. But let me tell you something. If you've got a testimony to tell, if you've got God in your heart, you've got plenty of stuff you can tell the world. You don't have to be a preacher to tell a testimony. You don't have to. Just because you don't preach the word at somebody, that doesn't mean that you're not doing God's work. I can almost feel that today. Maybe there's somebody here who thinks that their work is not good enough. Let me tell you something. If you're giving it your all, if you're putting God forward, if you're putting God first, rather, if you're putting God in front, if you're keeping him in the forefront of your mind and your eyesight, that nothing you ever do is null and void. Praise God's name. If he's all over it, somebody will hear it. Don't you realize that when the Bible says that Christ told them there that they were supposed to wait for something to come that was going to be their comforter, and we find we know that they found themselves in an upper room on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Ghost came down and it was like a mighty rushing wind. And we all know that they got down to the street there and they were preaching in every tongue and dialect that was around. No doubt it was a spectacle. No doubt people were wondering how these men were speaking in their tongue. But that's the power of God. When we get where we need to be with the Lord, when we get where God can use us, if we put our heart and our mind and our soul into it, He'll take their language and He'll put it in your mouth. Oh, but I'm not saying that in a bad sense. What I'm saying is you'll be able to reach people that you never thought you would reach. Oh, the ones that were you thought were never going to listen to you. They'll be able to listen now because God will be speaking and you won't be speaking. That wasn't those men speaking on the day of Pentecost. That was the Holy Ghost, part of the Trinity, part of God Himself was coming out of their mouth. Oh, praise God's name. If we just do our part and get where Christ is, we can't be used today. The day of Pentecost, every single one of them had their turn. Every single one of them stood up. Every single one of them had something to say because God put it in their heart to say something. I want you to realize something today. You may walk by somebody at work or be where you think, well, it's not time. I can't say something now. I'm in the supermarket. I don't even know that person. But let me tell you something. These men knew Christ like they knew Him because they knew when He said to do something, it was for a purpose and a reason. And He's never changed, Brother Chris. There's nothing that Jesus tells us to do, or the Holy Ghost, or God, or whatever you want to say, tells us to do that does not have a purpose and doesn't have somebody it's going to reach. I want you to realize something today. The Bible says that God's word doesn't go out void. Oh, and praise God's name, it falls on ears. And whether they choose to hear it or not, that is on them. Oh, but while we're here, and while we're in God's house, we need to get strength and we need to get courage. And if you're toiling around in the water and you keep coming up with empty nets, cast it on the other side and see what God will do for you. Hey, man, I'm telling you, I'm speaking from bona fide experience, people. As much as I want to stand up here and say that I've got everything in my life together, I don't. I'm human. There's things in my life that right now I don't understand, and I don't know why they're going on, and I don't understand why they're happening, but I'm just going to go ahead and trust God and let Him know that as long as He's on the shore ready to give me some food, I'm going to get there somehow. I don't know about anybody else here tonight, but I need this message more than any because I need strength, I need courage, and I need help for my brothers and sisters, and I want to help you, but we've all got to come together if we're ever going to get the ship out to the shore and be able to see what God has done in our net today. Hey, do you realize that while the net's underwater, all they do, Brother Chester, is they just, back when, and this time all it was just a big net with a bunch of ropes on it. And they would bundle it up and they would throw it out, and everybody had a piece of rope. And they would hold on, and when they would, a certain amount of time would go by, and they would yank, and whatever it was under, whatever it was over, it would wrap it up, and they'd be able to bring it in. Let me tell you something. You may think that excuse me, I don't know where that came from. You may think that your part in this thing isn't important. Oh, but if you're saved by God's grace, you're important today. If you're part of the gospel, you're important today. How can I be part of the gospel? Well, just take part in it, and it'll become who you are. I want you to realize something today, that if you need strength, get to the shore today. There's nothing. I don't know if I like to fish. I'm not a good fisher, but I like to fish. Oh, but I'll tell you what. Oh, sometimes I'll go fishing and I'll be out there for like long periods of time and not get one bite. Oh, but just because I like to fish. I don't mind sitting out there. Oh, but sometimes you get hungry and you need something to eat. No doubt, Brother Chester, these men were perfectly fine doing what they were doing. They enjoyed fishing here. It wouldn't have been their profession. And I want you to realize something today. As much as I know in my heart that we all love God with everything inside of us, the gospel should be our mission. Telling people about Christ should be our mission. And our thing we should want to do is to tell the world about Him. Oh, thanks be to God above that I love being used by God. Oh, but I want to be used more by God. I don't want to just throw out and get empty nets. I want God to fill my spirit up with a net that I can't even get up out the water. Oh, praise God's name. I just want God to bless my life today. No doubt that we're all in the same boat. No doubt that we're all doing the same thing. No doubt, Brother Chester, that we're all toiling. We all have something that we want. We have a vision for Riverside. Hey, but let me tell you something. Just because we're pulling up empty nets right now doesn't mean that God's not about to break something loose and give us things for our benefits and give us things for our journey that we're on. And I want you to realize something today. Just because today that there's no fish in your net, tomorrow you may have a net that you can't even carry. Praise God's name. That I just want to be where God is, because that's where I can get my blessings today. That's what Peter knew. When he's like, I don't need these fish. I want to get where he is. No doubt he knew that something was going to happen. And I want you to realize something today. If we just get where God is going to bless us today. That's no doubt in my mind. But do you realize when they got to the shore, they didn't have to wait on Christ. They didn't have to wait on him. The Bible says that they got there and there was already bread that was made. And the fish was on the coals. Hey, when we get where God is, we ain't got to wait on a meal. When we get where God is, we don't have to worry about starving. Oh, thanks be to God that He's already prepared something for you and I that we don't even realize. But I'll tell you this much. If we don't get to where God is, we can't partake in what He's made for you and I. Man, Chester, they had brought up all these fish, and Peter pulled them up on the shore. Oh, but he didn't need their fish. He was just doing that to give them strength and to give them courage and to let them know that he still loved them. Oh, but thanks be to God above that he had already made provision. He had already made bread and food for them to eat because he loved them today. The fish that they brought in, that was just a bonus. Do you realize that that was their profession, church? That was what they got paid for. That's what they did. And if they come up with an empty net, they didn't get paid. Oh, but let me tell you something. When God comes by and He fills your net up, you get paid. I want you to realize something today. There's nothing better than a spiritual payday. As much as we all look forward to Fridays, no doubt, when you get that bank, when it gets a little bit more money in it. Oh, but I'll tell you this much. If I had $0 in my bank account, but I had the love of God in my heart, and I had as many blessings as He could give me, I would be perfectly fine, because I want more from God than this world could ever give me. God made provision for them in many different ways. He gave them food when they were hungry. And He gave them a way to go on and to continue what they were doing with the fish. No doubt they took it to market and they got their money. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. There's some times that I try. Brother Chester, I don't know if anybody ever did this. But I used to not cash a check. And I would always have one behind and I wouldn't cash one. But I want you to realize something today. I don't want to leave any gospel checks uncashed. I don't want to leave anything undone. I want God to have fullness in my life. And I can't do that if I hold back on Him today. We can't. We don't have room to hold back. There's too many people in our surrounding area that need to know about the gospel. There's too many people in our surrounding area, Brother Chester, that need to know that God loves them. There's too many people that we come in contact with every day, whether that's work or school or play or the supermarket, whatever have you. Wherever you are, there's too many people that you come in contact with that God could tell about his darling son. But he's got to have some willing people. He's got to have some people that are willing to go ahead and pull the fish up on the shore. I want you to realize something today, that we all have an integral part in Riverside Missionary Baptist Church, and I want to do my part, and I hope and pray that you want to do your part, and if God is in it and we're in it, we will get some fish in our net today. What are we looking for? Are we looking for God to bless? Are we looking for God to make provision? Are we looking for God to move in mighty ways? I would hope you say yes. But I'll tell you this much. We can't do anything on our own. Anything that happens here, Brother Chester, is because of the love and the grace of God. All you and I are just mouthpieces, willing vessels. Sometimes I'm an unwilling vessel. Shame on me. But I'll tell you this much. I love the Lord with everything in me. Peter loved the Lord with everything. Do you realize that after this account here, he pulled Peter away by himself? And that's when he asked him, Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep. Peter, do you love me? Yeah, Lord, you know I love you. Feed my lambs. Peter, do you love me? Yay, Lord. You know, Peter may or may not have been getting agitated that he kept asking him. He was making sure Peter was ready to feed some people. Friend, you may think, Lord, why am I here? What are we doing? What's my next step? Let's feed some people. That was Peter's next step. Peter was one of the only ones that went ahead and took apart and got out of the boat and went to meet him. That's why I believe he took Peter by himself. Feed my sheep, feed my lambs, feed my sheep. Friend, there's people that are hungry. They need fed. But here's the thing. Peter wasn't going to do any of that on his own. He needed the help and the guidance and the power of Christ on his life. That's what we need. It's no different. If we're going to do anything for God, it's going to be through him. If we're going to tell anybody about God, it's going to be through God's power. If we're going to do anything for Christ, it's going to be by Christ. It's our job. It's our duty. He charged these men with going out and telling them about him. That was their job. It's our job. We should love to do it. And I truly do, and I know you do also. Brother Kenny, come get a song. Do you need encouragement today? Are you pulling up empty nets? Have you been pulling up empty nets time and time and time and time and time again? Me. But I'll tell you this much. If you just listen to God's instructions closely, you'll find. He said, throw it on the other side and ye shall find. He didn't say you might get some fish, you may not. If you throw it on the other side, you will. If you listen to God, you will be blessed. If you hear what God says and you do it, you will be blessed. You will have comfort. You will have courage. You will have strength. Whatever you ask God for, if you trust him, he'll give it to you. Why don't we stand? I don't know what everybody needs tonight. But if you need something, God has it for you. These men needed a pick-me-up. They were out there on the sea, no doubt, underneath the hot sun of the day, getting worn out, probably getting a burn or two. They were toiling. Fishing's hard. That kind of fishing that they were doing, it's hard. And it's taxing. But the risk is worth the reward, as they say. Man, serving God, sometimes it's not the path that everybody takes, because they think it's hard. Serving God is rewarding, though. He told him that it was going to be hard for him. He didn't say it was going to be easy. He told him the opposite. They're going to hate you. They're going to hate you just like they did me. They're going to want to hurt you just like they did me. Let me tell you something, though. I would rather open my mouth for God than keep it shut to appease men. What do you need tonight? One more verse, maybe two if they decide. Are you in the ship, pulling up empty nets? When you look towards the shore and you see Christ, listen to what He's got to say, and you'll come out on top. But then, after that, you need to be like Peter, try to get where he is, so that you can get blessed even more. Those men, they love spending time with Christ. We love spending time with Christ. But I'll tell you this much. Sometimes my flesh gets in the way, much like yours does. It doesn't have to be that way. God has a storehouse full of blessings that's got your name on it. But we gotta want them. We gotta want to put the effort in. Maybe that's where I was faltering and failing. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out. With God's help. But these men, they could have done one of two things. They could have realized that pulling those fish up out of the water was going to be hard and let go. Or they could have held on with all their might. Some of our brothers and sisters in Christ have let go. They've given up their part. But we ought to look on them in pity and pray that God would bring them back. It's only by the grace of God that's not you and I. I want to do everything I can, put all my might, put everything I have into pulling in some fish. That's why He told him, I'll make you fishers of men. What's our reward? Souls being saved. But if we give up or let go, that can't happen. We need to bear down, and we need to grit our teeth, and we need to give everything we have, 110%, as they say. Hold on and just wait for God to move. Because He will. He'll give us souls for our labor. He'll add to the church. He'll bring the right man in. We just have to have patience. He loves us too much to let us go. He loves each and every one of us way too much to stop caring now. Some of you have been saved for the better part of 50 plus years, maybe even. Me, myself, I've been saved since I was 13 years old. Not as long as some, a little bit longer than some. But I'll tell you what, it's the best thing that I've ever done. It's the most rewarding thing I've ever done. And it's probably gonna be the most rewarding thing that I'll ever do. Because people around us, they're going to fail. They're going to falter. They'll make promises that they can't keep. It's not their fault. We're all human.
God's never done something or said something that he didn't follow through with. That's why he let him get the fish on the other side. He loves us a lot. He loves us. Sometimes I almost think too much, but he can't love too much. There's no way. But he sure does love us. Does anybody have anything on their heart this evening?